thank you for the question. This is from my group, DuranRider.com. If you want the best advice, coaching, I'm obsessed with finding out the truth about health, fitness, relationships, etc. So if you want, you know, the best advice out there, and if you know any better advice, please let me know. I am definitely a person who loves self-improvement. That's what I live for. Helping myself, helping others, raising others raises us. Question is, I'm in a tent, it's quite windy right now. We're here in Adelaide, South Australia. It's August 22nd, tomorrow is August 23rd, 2021. And it's my birthday tomorrow. I'm 44 years of age, 44 laps around the sun. Thanks, Mum, for giving me the opportunity to do that. And so let's get into it. So what's better, a raw food diet, animal products, or a vegan version, or DuranRider's protocol, which is what I would call, which some people know as Raw Till 4, aka, you know, a mostly fruitarian diet, aka high-carb, low-fat, vegan diet, smashing in the fruit, whatever you want to call it. It's basically what is better, 100% raw, and I can speak from personal experience because I've done both. I've done a keto diet back in the day, back in 99 for a very short time. Days maybe, I was like, this is just stupid, I can't even ride home from work. I need more energy, this isn't working, I stink, and I've got keto crotch, this isn't working, this is an absolute joke. And I've done, you know, heavy meat diet back in the day when I used to laugh at vegans, laugh at vegetarians, I thought they were just hippies and need to get a job and a haircut. So I've done it all, you know, in terms of diets, and I've got a lot of friends who are obsessed with diet as well, so I've got friends who eat raw meat and this and that, and maggots, and just, I've got a lot of diverse group of people in my life, and I'm super grateful for that. You know, I just love observing. I pretty much go into any situation thinking, how can this become better? How can this person run faster? They're really fast as it is, but how can they be better? Today I was at a marathon, watching a very talented runner run a 2:22 marathon on a pretty slow course, and I saw him. And my first thought was, how can we get him to go even faster, you know? How can we improve his performance? There's many ways to do that. But that's just how my brain thinks. You know, I can help people better than I can help myself. So that's what leads me to an obsession with nutrition, performance, just communication skills, etc. So that's the question. What's better? Is it worth putting in the time and dedication for a 100% fully raw diet? Vegan or otherwise, vegetarian, pescatarian, whatever you want to call it. I would recommend that it's not necessary at all. Based on my personal experience, based on coaching many, many thousands of people over the last 24 years as a personal trainer, both professionally and just passionately. You know, I do it for money. That is my job, training people, coaching people, but honestly, that is my passion more than it's my job, you know. In terms of profession, I love doing it. I love learning. And so I believe most people, 99.9% of people, are going to thrive on my protocol. And that involves white rice, white sugar, heavy on the fruit, whatever fruit you like, etc. But again, it depends where you live. I don't think a 100% raw food diet is going to give you the best results in life. Is it our optimum diet in nature? I'd probably say yeah. I probably would say yes. You know, I would say, yeah, you know, in nature, cooking, you know, it's like debatable. But what do you want to do? Do you want to live the most natural life, or do you want the most optimum life for you? Optimum life will be, you right now, I'm sitting in a bed, you know, I'm sitting in a bed in a tent, like a little studio built here. It's amazing, fresh air, etc. But in nature, I wouldn't have a bed. I'd be on the ground, the ants and the mosquitoes and SWAT and stuff, and the rain comes, and, you know, I put some palm fronds and it'd be dripping down through that, and tigers are going to come at night. So it's just, that's nature, and I love nature, but I'm like, I love nature conditionally. So I enjoy sleeping in a bed or in my sleeping bag and being, you know, protected from the mosquitoes, etc. I enjoy that. So I am not about natural. I love nature, but I also love my comforts. I love realistic. So I'm going for more for optimum. What's going to give me longevity in my life, longevity in my mood, and a great quality of life. And for me, that's not 100% raw food diet, fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, etc. But for you, if that's working for you, I'm not going to sit to tell you to do otherwise. If you've done everything else and you're like, man, I perform the best in this, I feel the best in this, go for it, man. I'm happy for you. I've just never seen that person ever in my life. I've never seen someone out there who has their best performance with no B12 shots or, you know, no phone or no, you know, just no man-made sort of stuff. You know, I haven't seen that. I think that we have amazing technology. Some of that's pharmaceutical. Some of it's not. You know, like I know a guy who, you know, was eating a fully raw diet, eating raw meat, a lot of fruit, you know, fats, just eating all raw, climbed a coconut tree and, you know, fell out of the coconut tree. Okay. He ran out of carbs or, you know, ran out of technique, fell out of the coconut tree up in Port Douglas, Queensland, Australia, many years ago. And it's a funny story to tell. It's unfortunate, but it's, I mean, we can laugh now, but back at the time, it's pretty serious. So he fell out of the coconut tree, landed on the ground, munched his ankle bone, munched it. Extreme pain. Had to get a helicopter, unnatural, to catch him, chuck him up, and take him to the Cairns Base Hospital for immediate surgery to save his leg from going gangrene or bleeding out, etc. And so he's in the emergency ward, and they're like, buddy, we're going to have to do some emergency surgery, you know, and they're about to jab him full of anesthetic, you know, to knock him out or knock out the pain. And he's like, I don't want that. And the surgeon's like, sorry? And he's like, I don't do pharmaceuticals. I don't put anything impure in my body. And they're like, dude, if we don't operate now, you might lose your foot, all right? You could bleed out, you know, I don't know the exact details, but, you know, it was a few years ago, but basically said, dude, we've got to do something. And there's no way on earth you're going to be able to handle this amount of pain. You know, we're going to be cutting stuff open. We're going to get the ankle grinders. Like, it's just, yeah, it's going to be messy. You need painkillers. So anyway, he said, okay. And he did the surgery and, you know, he recovered pretty well. Not 100%, but again, so that's an example there of, if it was in nature, he probably would have died. You know, he may have bled out or be in constant pain for the rest of his life because his foot bone wouldn't have set properly and the tiger comes along and bang, see you later. Fortunately, there's no tigers in Australia. So that's the thing. So that's, you know, that's an example of what's our goal, you know? What's our goal? When I was doing raw food diet back in the day, 100%, I mean, you say dried nuts, dried fruits, not raw, but, you know, just saying. October 2005 through to February 2010, I was eating what I would call a 100% raw food diet. And, you know, and I felt really good. But it was more of a challenge for me. I was like, you know, I love a challenge. I'm like, I'm doing this, you know, F society, you know, I'm going to try this out. I'm just, you know, and it was part of my identity. And I really, really enjoyed it. You know, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the challenge. I enjoyed going to Thailand on a fruit hunt, fruit safari. And my whole day, every single day, was about the fruit hunt. And I loved it. And that was back in the day, me and Freddie were together. And we really, really enjoyed it. Every day, we'd be on the fruit hunt. We'd wake up looking for fruit. It was just that our lives revolved around getting the next meal. And that was really fun. But my performance did suffer. Yeah, my performance suffered, my running time suffered, my cycling time suffered. I still rode a bike every day around and enjoyed it. Had a great life, but not as good as I have today in terms of energy, etc. And so when I started adding in some cooked foods, actually that was in February 2010, I went to a Don Tolman seminar with Freely's mum, Lindy. We were staying on the Gold Coast, we were house sitting, and Freely was very determined for me to go out that night with her mum. She's like, you go, Don. I said, she's up to something. What's Freely up to? She's up to something. She's sneaking something. But that's okay. I'm going to go with her. I'm going to give her the space she needs and, you know, go from there. And so anyway, I came back and she's like, oh, you know, I did something bad tonight. So I know you're doing something, but what'd you do? So good. You know, we had a pretty open sort of communication there. And she's like, I baked some potatoes. And I'm like, what? Are you trolling me? You did what? I said, you ate cooked potatoes. She goes, yeah, I did. And I said, whoa, okay, like, why? She goes, oh, I just kept thinking about him, you know. And she's like, I said, how'd you feel? She goes, I feel amazing, I feel fine. I said, how'd that digest? She goes, I did just great. I said, okay. And so, is there any left? And I think there was or something. But she ended up cooking some more up, and I tried. I thought, wow, these are really good. And they digested great. You know, so that opened up our gateway to adding in cooked starches, and then, you know, later on adding in back in sugar, cane sugar, because at that time I was drinking cane juice and fruit for sugar, but then started adding in, you know, table sugar, and then performance has skyrocketed. I remember within the next day, I remember riding out with one of the guys, National Series team. I forget the name. It was it was an Avanti team, and just pushing the best watts I'd pushed for, you know, over a year, having a power meter, had a power meter for over a year, and all of a sudden this very day, eating some cooked starches, you know, as much as I cared for, my power went up next couple of days. So I was like, damn, you know, now I'm starting to get the sensations like I used to have on the bike. So, and then that rest was history. But breaking it to our audience, when we had the forum 30 bananas a day, you know, we were a bit like, well, what do we do here, you know? Because we still believe in the power of fruit, but also believe in the power of starches now. This is, you know, what do we do here? So eventually we started just saying, hey, you know, definitely have cooked foods backup plan. And then over time, we sort of came out and said, hey, we bake potatoes and vegan foods, etc. And, you know, and then started eating rice, and performance just didn't look back. I got leaner. I was actually, I stayed the same, but Freely got very, very lean. She got a lot leaner because she could train harder. Again, she was never an overtrainer. She wasn't obsessive with training, but she was very, very consistent. She wasn't one of these people out there who is just a crazy trainer who trains for injury. It's no. Freely's very, very mature and reasonable about her training. You know, she's not an overtrainer. She's not going to thrash herself. If she's tired, she'll skip a day, she'll sleep in. She's very respectful of herself like that. And that was, I guess, my influence, because before we were together, she would do, you know, she would take the clenbuterol and the stims and just train so hard, she'd put, you know, snow peas or ice peas on her shin. That's her, you know, she's open about that. And so, you know, it was good to see her go, you know what, I don't need to do that. Look how skinny Harley is. He's not overtraining. He's consistent, but if it's raining or whatever and he doesn't feel like training, he doesn't worry about it. So she's like, okay, well, I don't have to be so obsessive about it. And that's why I Freely got so fit. You know, she trained less with me and got the fittest of her life. She's running sub 20-minute 5K, which is pretty respectable for a female runner who, you know, just a couple of years ago would be struggling to do a sub 30-minute 5K, you know. And that was, you know, sub 20-minute 5K, no stims, nothing, just full natty bra, you know. Obviously, it's nothing like world standard, but I'm just saying, it's, you know, not many. You'd be hard to find a woman on the street who can run a sub 20-minute 5K. Same for guys as well. It's pretty rare, you know. It's pretty rare. I mean, obviously, they're out there. There's a lot of us, but it's a minority. So that performance boost, I was like, wow, there's a performance boost here. So the body, the organism's healthier. You know. And a lot of people out there go, oh, you know, performance isn't health. Yeah, performance is health to a large degree, for sure. If you can't perform, you're not healthy. If you can perform, it definitely means you're healthier than you would be otherwise. That's just how it is. Like an animal. If you're at the beach and you see a dolphin in the shallows and it can't swim out beyond the waves, it's just getting knocked back in because it's so weak. Then you're like, well, something wrong with the dolphin. You know, maybe it's got a virus, or it's, you know, it's out of food. It's just something wrong with it. But if the dolphin gets beached on the land from, you know, escaping something, then it powers back out beyond the breakers, you're like, wow, that dolphin, that was epic, man. That's sick. It's vitality. So vitality is what I go by the measurement of. Not, you know, cocaine-induced vitality. I know people out there will say, oh, yeah, cooked food's a stimulant, you know. So it's like, dude, you've got an eating disorder, man. You've got an absolute raging eating disorder, and you're hiding that in the raw food world, etc. And that's me giving you tough love. That's just truth. You know, and you see these people, they're very emaciated, not really performing as good as they could. You know, I could do changes for them in a week and they'd notice dramatic performance increase. So it's evident there. So I would say that the raw food diet is fantastic, but add in cooked foods whenever you want. Right, if you're eating fruit all day and you're like, man, I'm done, I'm good, I don't need rice, I don't need any extra sugar, I'm good, man, I'm good to go, I am good to go, bro, no cravings, nothing, go for it. But if you're like getting home, you're like, man, I need something more than fruit, I need some white rice, some soy sauce, some tamari on there, I need maybe a little bit of tofu, some beans, I need, you know, some cooked corn, then smash it in, bro, you know, keep it low fat, and just eat as much carbohydrate as you want, and look at my physique, you know, over the last 12 years, always lean. When I started doing anabolic steroids, prescription grade steroids, which I'm really open about from 2014 onwards, on and off. Nothing changed in terms of my body fat. I just put on more muscle, but I'm still that lean, stringy, you know, shredded dude. Now I'm just like, you know, 75, 80 kilos shredded versus 59, 65 kilo natty shredded. So it's the diet, man. The diet makes you shredded. The steroids just give you the extra muscle. They don't make you shredded. If steroids made you shredded, then why do these guys who use steroids and lie about it do all these crazy starvation diets to try and, you know, get leaner? It's because diet is what gets you lean. So low fat's what I recommend. Low fat, unlimited carbs is... Hey, what's going on with this cat? We've got some little feral rescue cats. They're cute as. But again, it's, yeah, if you can do the raw food lifestyle and you're setting PRs, it's just working for you, fantastic. You know, I like to travel and, you know, I like having, you know, marathon ability, energy every single day, you know, without relying on stimulants. I like just always having food. You know, I'll go to a service station and get some high carb, low fat vegan foods. I can go to anywhere, pretty much any restaurant, anywhere in the world, market, etc., and get some carbs, slam them down, and stay productive and get it done. You know, I don't really have to plan too much ahead. I like that freedom. It works for me. You know, and I've got a friend out there, Grant, raw Aussie athlete, and he loves it. He just says, no, I'm not doing sugar. I'm just going to do fruit, get my sugars from fruit, and it's working for him. He loves it. Now, would I be able to make Grant even faster runner? 100%. If he was doing more, and this is not the shade or whatever, or to say I'm better or whatever, I'm just saying that the reason I can beat Grant, you know, in a 5K, I don't train for the marathons, I just do 5Ks predominantly. I could beat Grant because, you know, my protocols just work better, you know. But could Grant, I mean, Grant does, you know, he runs a lot. You know, he trains a lot. I've ran 67K this year. Grant, he would do that. He could do that in an afternoon. He could literally do what I do in an entire, you know, what are we at, 8 months in. He could do that, you know, next, you know, 7 hours or something like that. It's 5 hours. So he might have even done that today. If Grant said to me, I've ran 67K today, I'm like, oh yeah, no surprise there. Good work. But I'm just saying, for all the miles he does, his performance, whilst is fantastic compared to the average person, he kicks ass. The average person couldn't come nowhere near Grant. I could definitely make Grant a faster runner by adding in some refined sugar at a minimum, adding in some white table sugar to his fruit, and just from that, you know, some B12 injections, maybe look at his ferritin, see what that's going on. And that's not because he's a vegan or whatever, that's just like he's an athlete. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, who I'm coaching. If I coach a lot of non-vegans as well, and I'm like, well, let's look at your ferritin. You know, where's your ferritin at? Where's your B12 at? You know, let's have a, where's your hemoglobin at? You know, it doesn't matter what diet you're doing. What matters is where your hemoglobin's at. Because your hemoglobin might be 170, fantastic, and you could be a fruitarian. I'm like, wow, this is obviously really, really working for you. And you could be like a diehard meathead, and your ferritin's like 110. And I'm like, dude, you need some B12 shots, stat, all right? And so this is where I come into with pharmacology and hematology, looking at someone's blood. Basic blood tests show a lot of where we're at, where we've been, where we can go. And so if I had my friend Grant, who eats a raw food diet, you know, I could definitely make him faster. You know, definitely, 100% make him fast. Now, does he have to be faster? No, he doesn't. I'm just saying, hypothetically, then that's the case there. But again, if you know, some people love the fruit, and I'm a fruit addict, man. I love fruit. Like, that is just like, from fruit for me is like a spiritual food. When you get good quality fruit, it's amazing. You know, I was on a friend's farm recently, Mariba, North Queensland, Clinton, a real gem of a human being, a real passionate farmer. He just loves farming. It's like he gets in his tractors and he's driving around, he's fertilizing all the trees. He loves it. And me and Natasha were picking these jackfruits and these probably the best oranges in the world I've ever had. And it's amazing. Grapefruit, these pomelos, it's just like, poof. And these pomelos, man, they were like doing like 50 milligrams of modafinil almost. They were just like, poof, you were pinging from these pomelos. I'm like, what's in these pomelos just giving this like clarity? It was really, really surreal. But every night, you know, most nights we'd have our, you know, white rice and some noodles and stuff like that. But then in the morning, bang on the fruit, etc. It was just a great routine. And yeah, fruit's very, very important. I can't eat oats for breakfast. Some people can. I just prefer fruit with some sugar. Light, sweet and juicy for breakfast, and ideally for lunch, and then starches for dinner. White rice for dinner just works really, really well for me, and pretty much everyone else I've coached ever. It's just a great one. And I remember seeing Freely, you know, she performing kick ass on white rice. You know, she loved her vegan sushi, white rice, cucumber, a little bit of avocado, tamari sushi was her favorite. She would eat as much as she wanted. She would walk in there and spend, you know, $50-$100 at a sushi restaurant on vegan sushi. She would just gorge it down. She'd slap it down. And she'd go to bed with a mega gut, wake up, you know, flat stomach, and drinking a liter of water before she went to sleep every night, pissing in a bucket, chucking it in the garden in the morning. That just worked. She just had that dedication. And it was like simple, you know, it's just simple behavior. Drink your water, pee and clear, squat when you take a dump. You know, if you've got to pee at night time, do that. Don't be afraid of that. Just simple stuff that's just so simple and gives dramatic aesthetic effect to women. You know, raw food diet for guys, you know, makes you slim and stuff like that, and that's great. But the real power on my protocol, you know, is with the women. Like, you'll meet a lot of raw food girls out there, and their weight just yo-yos all the time. And, you know, I won't mention any names, but, you know, just go on the Four Food forums, etc. And this is not to throw shade or whatever, but you'll see, and they put their thyroid tests up, and they've got elevated TSH, and I'm just like, man, like, do my protocol, babe. Seriously, do my protocol. Do not look back. And that sounds arrogant and cultish, but that's just the fact. Look at the physiques I help create in women. I don't know anyone in the world who gets better results than me, and that sounds so grandiose and so arrogant. But that's just the fact. If you know anyone out there who has hotter girlfriends consistently, regardless of where they start at, you know, I mean, look at Natasha. She came into my life, drop dead gorgeous. And look at her now. She's even better. You know, it's just, that's just how it is. Same with Tori. She was a model. And then after you with me, it's just like, man, you could be like a Victoria's Secret model now. You look amazing. You just rejuvenated yourself. Her mum's just like, what have you done to Tori? She's like, she's got a smile back. She's got a glow back. Oh, my God. I don't know what you've done, but thank you. Same with Freely. So any woman seen in my videos over the years, especially those three, because, you know, they live with me a lot. And we went through all the good things. So that's what I do, you know. If I was a woman, I'd be a lot more famous than I am now. You know, I'm just this, like, skinny 44-year-old cyclist dude with, you know, bad Google SEO. So it's like, that's just me. But if you know, I'm here, this is the gift I've been given. Don't know, you know, how or why, but I enjoy doing it. I used to read Shape magazine. Remember Shape magazine in the 90s? I used to read Shape magazine on my lunch break and stuff. I was just really interested in training women up, and I guess I like pretty women as well. I'm a bit of a womanizer like that. But because I know how important the aesthetic is for women, and I know how much pain they go through. I remember one girl I was coaching, she would eat cotton wool balls. You know, she'd dip them in like sugar-free sweetener or whatever, and eat those for lunch, like cotton wool balls, so her stomach was full, so she didn't have to eat, so she'd lose weight. And then she did my protocol, and she looked absolutely amazing. She glowed. She had this East European, I think she was Czechoslovakian or something. You know, Eva, I think her name was Eva. And she turned out like a bit of a fruitcake in the end there. But hey, her glow was undeniable. We seen some of the videos in 2016 when Chiang Mai there. She had this amazing glow. Like, wow, she looks radiantly healthy. Radiantly healthy. She was doing my Raw 2-4 protocol. And just loving it. So, again, but, you know, so I see the pains women go through. And I'm just like, man, I saw the pains my mum went through. Maybe that's why I'm into this diet thing so much. Because I saw my mum starving herself, smashing plates against the wall, smashing plates together, just totally flipping out, hungry as, ribs popping out. Then you go smash a big 500 gram box of chocolates, Cadbury Roses, etc., or Red Tulip. You know, she's just smashing a big Red Tulip box of chocolates and crying and have the chocolate and be good again. I'm like, wow, why don't you just eat your chocolate before you start smashing plates, and before you start crying, just have your chocolate, because as soon as you have your chocolate, you're good as gold, you're good to go. And so I guess I made that connection with getting enough sugar. You know, obviously chocolate's a bit fatty, and if you're trying to lose weight, not the best because of the fat content. But otherwise, you know, it's the sugar we get from chocolate, which makes us feel, you know, better. Serotonin, dopamine, etc. goes up. And so it's just again, just read, my mum's diet books on a bookshelf because I had no TV allowance. I had no Nintendo until I was 14. So I just, you know, read diet books. I was so bored. But in hindsight, it was a bit of a blessing, wasn't it? I mean, what 8 or 10-year-old kids reading Leslie Kenton, you know, Raw Energy. She said, there's a book called Raw Energy. Yeah, so I was introduced to raw food when I was probably like 8 or 10. Just reading this stuff, and I'm like, what does this even mean? But just, I was just so bored, I just read it to myself. And so I guess that planted some seeds there, and it made me who I am today. So that's why I can take any woman and give her her absolute best life relative to her current situation. I mean, because if you've got 5 kids and you're a single mum, yeah, that's friggin' tough. But I can definitely make your life easier and better for you and your kids by doing some nutritional and lifestyle tweaks. I just know that. I can just do that. I guarantee it. And so, yeah, it's just, these are simple things. These are very, very simple things. Also, working with spiders. But you know, I wasn't employed by any spider. But just having spiders in my life. You know, you have a spider trapped inside. It was dehydrated, starved up. I'd catch some flies and feed it to the spider and bring the spider back to health and let the spider go. And I'd be, you know, rehabbing all these spiders and praying mantises and, you know, those two species mainly, praying mantises and spiders. And so just learning about that and having moths trapped inside and then giving the moth some sugar water. The moth sticks its tongue out, has a sleep, then comes good and flies out the window. You know, just like seeing that and go, wow, and make videos about that. So anyway, we're rambling and ranting on here. I don't recommend a raw food diet. I recommend a lot of fruit. I recommend as much fruit as you want. Sweet fruit, ripe fruit, learning what that is. It takes time to learn what ripe fruit is. I recommend white, refined sugar, raw sugar, molasses, whatever you fancy, maple syrup. It's just expensive sugar. I just recommend table sugar. Just do it. Do the experiment. Add in a kilo of sugar this week to your daily diet and watch your improvement. Add in 2 kilos if you feel you need more. Add in 5 kilos of refined sugar. If you can get through 5 kilos of refined sugar this week, you needed that. Just do the experiment. Don't go, oh, but Jamie Oliver. If you want Jamie Oliver's body and his fake life, then follow his advice. You know what I mean? Follow us. But if you want real results, real authenticity, then just do what I'm doing. Just do it for a week or two, and you feel the difference in a day. You'll be like, man, I feel better. What's going on here? Holy heck. And who cares what the scales say? You know, the only scales you should really focus on if you're trying to lose weight is your scale of life quality, okay? Your scale of life quality. Is my scale of life quality going up? Is my mood getting better? Am I less of a douche to be around? That, my friends, is the scale you want to focus on. Your weight loss will take care of itself over time. Get rid of the scale. If you're on a weight loss journey, get rid of the scales today. All right? If you're doing anabolic steroids and you're trying to gain weight, then yeah, scales are great because you can look at how much weight you're gaining and your dosages and you sort of titrate from there. But if you're trying to lose weight, man, get rid of the scales. They just hold you back. Just get them, just put them in the cupboard, get rid of them, whatever. They don't matter. Focus on the quality of life. That's the only scale you need to work. That's the anyway, that's another video. Trying to keep this one short for people. I could talk all day and night about this, and I have. But yeah, man, my protocol is just is better. It sounds arrogant again. It's just the facts. Raw food diet, 100% raw. For most people, it's to cover the eating disorder, or it could be just something. It's their identity, or they're just, you know, in their 20s and they want a challenge, and that's cool. But you know, if your performance is going down, your aesthetics are going down, your mood's going down, you know, then, you know, you need to change things. And I'd recommend doing my protocol. You know, I'd recommend doing my protocol, doingrod.com. You can buy my ebooks. You can watch my videos for free, what I eat in a day, etc. Just do it. Don't look back. Don't have any doubts. Don't give yourself any negative placebo effect, psychosomatic sabotage. Just do it, and you will feel the benefits within minutes. All right. Within minutes, you'll feel better. You'll be like, oh my God, this is new. Damn. You mean I can get as much rest as I really want? You mean I can eat all the carbs I really crave? Damn. You mean adding oil to my foods is not the best thing for my weight? Yeah. You know, just do it and go from there. Hopefully that helps. If it doesn't answer the question, let us know down below and we'll deep dive down. some more avenues here. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate my audience saying that genuinely. I'm not one of these fat YouTubers who just says that, love you guys, and then just like see you in the street. I'm like, man, leave me alone. I enjoy hearing people's stories. I meet people in the street every day when I'm out. Someone says, hey, Duren, I love your work, and I'm always down for a chat. If you see me out in the street, you notice I'm very easy to find. I'm wearing a neon helmet or a neon hat or a Go Vegan singlet. I put myself easy to find because I enjoy talking to people face to face on the street. And I get thousands of messages, hundreds of messages every day. Don't reply to most of them. Logistical reasons. But if you see me in the street, always feel free to say g'day. If you've got any questions, just hit me up. And I'll tell you the absolute truth about health and fitness. Where you really, you know, what you... I don't want to bullshit you when it comes to that. I value my time. I value your time. And if you ask me a health fitness question, I'm going to tell you the absolute truth. Regardless.